it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. It's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday. We take time and answer questions you guys have sent in to us. There's been a lot of them, so we try to cluster them together as best we can. So we got a good list today, Angel. Let's just jump in on it.
All righty. Joe, I grew up in a verbally abusive home. My biggest fear is that my future children will grow up in that same environment. My husband has never been that way, but something in me is concerned that he will be that way once they arrive, and it's making me nervous to have kids.
You're afraid of something that hadn't happened yet. That's fear of the future. There's nothing logical about that, nor biblical about that. I'm afraid the hurricane's going to come. I'm afraid tornado's going to hit. I'm afraid the economy's going to collapse. I'm afraid the house's going to burn down. I'm afraid somebody's going to steal my car. I'm afraid somebody's going to beat me up. Well, go ahead and get yourself a boatload of it. You can't live that way. You just read a proverb a day for a month. That'll change your life. Like, what is it? Well, God's your God. He's going to watch over you. He's got so many angels around you, you can't count them. He promised to order your steps, direct your paths. With long life, he would satisfy you, show you your salvation. So you got to get in the Bible and get the good promises in you, because you're thinking the wrong thoughts, and they won't go away. You got to replace the dumb thoughts with some God thoughts, and he won't do that for you. You got to do that yourself. Think on these things, whatever is lovely, honest, just, of a good report. Think on these things. Don't think on those other things. You can control your own thought life. You can. And people say, how do you do that? Well, you get your mouth moving. Your brain will follow your mouth. Now, this is psychology 101. Took this in college 40 years ago. Your brain will follow your mouth. How do you change the way you think? Change the way you talk. It's in the Bible over and over. Change what you say. Say to yourself, no, this is what God said about me. I'm going to be the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. Everything I touch is going to prosper. I'm showing divine favor. People like me, they don't even know why they like me. You got to start saying what God says. People say, are you one of those name and claim it preachers? I don't know what that is, but I do what the Bible says. The Bible says, think on these things, say these things. I'm going to say what God says, not what I'm thinking, because I think stupid sometimes. If you think stupid long enough, you'll be living stupid. It just happens.
If you look at your husband and his family and they're not abusive, then statistically that's not going to happen. And
nope.
Especially if he's not showing that when it's between you and him.
Yep.
Probably you're probably the one that would tend to lean that way, since that's been what your experience is. But
yes,
you can be the person in your family's life that changes that pattern.
Yes.
And the best thing that you're doing is acknowledging it. And
perfect.
Then now you have the power to change it.
Yes.
I came from a family that had what I would consider abusive and very negative. And
negative.
Of yelling and screaming and ugh. And there was some physical abusive things. And not sexually, but they would spank and it got too aggressive.
They'd do things besides spank. They'd slap you, hit you, kick you.
Well, hang on now. No kicks. There was no kicks.
Scratch that.
And so,
we've all been through challenges.
Yes. So, but everybody. I changed that. I wasn't going to have it. Now, my brothers didn't. They haven't been physically that way, but they're very negative and critical. And so, you know, I mean, it's up to you. But just acknowledging it, you have stepped over a very
yes.
large part of the hurdle.
Yes, you have.
And now all you have to do is allow the Holy Spirit to help you walk it out.
Come on.
And listen, I don't know how anybody could be mean to a kid. I just do not understand it. I just love kids. I just think they're great. If I could live it over again, and I could have had them, I'd have had 20 of them. I just think they're just the best.
Yeah.
So, and people say, you have an unusual love for kids. And I'm like, I don't think I do, but I really like them a lot.
Yes, you do.
And, I mean, if I had to choose between hanging around adults or kids, I would probably choose kids.
Well, Jesus did the same thing. The apostles got mad at him for hanging around kids all the time. Get rid of these kids. Jesus said, no, for such is the kingdom of God. You offend one of these little ones hanging around me, You just soon hang a millstone around your neck and drown yourself in the middle of the Sea of Galilee. Jesus said that. Jesus, you better not mess with these little kids that believe in me. This is what I came to do. God was real big on kids.
He really was. And I just think you've half the battle you've already won.
Yeah.
So don't let fear consume you.
No.
Just start speaking words of my house is a home of peace.
Yep.
You know, and change what you're saying.
Yes.
Put little 3x5 cards all over your house.
I guarantee
of what you want,
it'll
not
work.
What you had.
It will work.
Hey, Joe, how do we budget for our kids' college? To be honest, we just have enough to make ends meet and feel guilty that I don't have a college savings for my kids. Is this normal? I don't want my kids to be in a mountain of student debt but don't know what to do.
Well, I'd have to give too long an answer.
Well, let me just tell you, I just know somebody that just came to Florida. We live in a college town.
Yes,
in Florida.
Big college town.
And there is a Christian college. There's secular colleges.
Five different universities.
Yeah, so it's a big, big college town. And I love it because it's a lot of young people.
Yep.
And it's a great city. But
yes.
Somebody that was actually an intern of mine. Her son was getting ready to graduate. I think he's probably going into his senior year. But anyway, he's very smart, and he came down to visit the school I went to, actually, Southeastern. And my kids went there, too, and he came to visit. And it was not funny, haha, but it poured down rain the whole time they were there. So they didn't have the best, you know, visit and everything, but they came back. And anyways, because they went ahead of time and everything else, the kid was smart. He has gotten a full ride scholarship to go to Southeastern. And they didn't have the money to send them there. Now, I was a single mother. I sent my kids through private Christian schools. Now, that was a lot of sacrifice. And this is a private university. And so it was a lot of sacrifice there. Listen, 1 year, I thought, I'm going to have to go into the financial aid department and put on sackcloth and ashes. Listen, she knew us. The lady in there knew us by our first name. And she said to my son, I will never forget you. I've had seen God do things with you that I just can't believe.
Yeah.
If you go for it, push it, there's scholarships out there that you wouldn't believe people give scholarships for.
You go to Barnes & Noble, there's the book of college scholarships. It's a big, big, thick paperback book. All the colleges in America, universities, big, small, 2-year, 4-year, and where the scholarships are, how to apply for them, how to get them. There is more free money than you can imagine. I mean, there's a ton of money out there that's available without going in debt and in a lot of excess. And so one of the colleges, College of the Ozarks, 4-year college, you can go there for free. Over in Arkansas. Now you're going to milk cows and bale hay, work in a factory, but you can go to college for free, live in the dorm, and you'll get a great 4-year degree, but you'll work for it. So there's always a way.
There is. And at Southeastern, they have housekeeping, which I can't believe because when I went there, it's changed a lot. It's very, very
changed a lot.
It's a state of the art university, but they have housekeeping there. And I know if you work in their housekeeping department, you can go to school for free.
Yes.
So there are things that can be done. You're just going to have to research it out.
Yep.
So there's a lot of options. My son-in-law ran their cappuccino. They had a cappuccino or coffee house or whatever.
Yep, coffee house.
And he got a lot of discounts. And then my daughter became an RA, was over a wing of students at the school. That helped her. My son was over the praise and worship. He got a scholarship for that. So it all will add up.
Yeah, some of my kids got scholarships based on their ACT score. We started taking that in the ninth grade, the PSAT. We took the ninth grade, 10th grade, 11th, 12th grade. We took it 5 times. People said, what are you trying to do? I'm trying to knock the top off that grade because there are heathens who will write us a check for giving them a high score. So we're practicing taking that test. We want to give them what they want, so they'll write us a check. And so my oldest daughter went to college on a scholarship based on that. My second daughter went on an athletic scholarship because she was an aide for the basketball team. And so she got a four-year full-ride scholarship on that. So 5 of my 6 kids went on scholarship. My 6th one, finally, the last year, was on full scholarship. there's money available, but you got to do some research. You got to go to the library and, hey, go to college. Hey, you got any free money here? How do you get free money?
Get a job at the school. It helps.
Yeah, man. You can do so many ways.
My son would, first semester, he got the food thing. And he didn't use but half of it. And so he realized a lot of this is waste of food. So he didn't get it for the rest of his school years. And he would just know people. He goes, hey, you got an extra meal on your ticket? And they go, yeah. And he'd just go get a free meal. So
yeah, you learn ways. College teaches you a lot more stuff than just that education.
That's right. If somebody's paying for it, you know, and it's going to waste, hey, he's going to jump in there and take advantage.
There is money available.
There is.
But you got to go look for it.
Yeah, and do it as quickly as you can.
Yes.
I would start as early as the ninth grade.
Yes, yes.
And just start moving towards it. Joe and Angel, your story of love inspires me. I'm 65 and worried I may never find love again. On top of that, my kids seem to think I shouldn't love anyone but their late father. Now that he's passed, I don't want to be alone. Is it more important for me to be happy or still live my life to make my kids happy?
No, you're not supposed to live for your kids. You're supposed to live for yourself. You know, I was 67 when I married Angel. And I had people call me and said, are you getting married? I said, yeah. Why? Well, I think I'm in love again. I've loved two women in my life. I've kissed two in my life. And I'm in love again. How old are you? I said, I'm 67. You're getting married? Yes, I am. And people thought age had something to do with it. I joke about this. My very sister, two of my aunts lived to be 100. One lived to be 104. So the McGees live a real long time. We're not very spiritual, but we live a long time. So I thought, hey, I'm going to be around probably another 30, 40 years. I think I'd like to get remarried. And that's why Angel's sitting here next to me. We fell in love. And Angel said she had to chase me for a while, but she caught me.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Woo. I would like to say something about this.
All right. Here we go.
It is an epidemic in our country that children are trying to tell their elderly parents how to live.
Yes.
I cannot tell you how many people we hear from that children have cut their parents off because
yes.
their parents didn't do what they thought they should do.
That's right.
That is out of order.
Especially if you've lost a spouse, either through death or divorce, and you're trying to get remarried. And relatives will come out of the woodwork to tell you you're missing God, or what are you thinking, or what are you doing, or why are you doing it?
And a lot of times it will be regarding money.
Yes. Especially most of them regarding
money. But to me, that's the easiest solution in the world. To me, say your husband left you in a financial good position. To make your children comfortable, what I would say is everything that your father left is yours. We will put it in a trust. When I die, you can have it. And then your new spouse should get a very nice insurance policy so that if something were to happen to him, you would be taken care of, and vice versa.
Cheap, real cheap.
Yes. Yes. And so I would recommend you do that. Take the financial part off the table.
Yep.
And if they still have a problem, well, it's out of order. Authority is huge to God. The lines of authority
yes.
are huge to God.
Yes.
And you got to be very careful, because as a kid, you can step into rebellion trying to manipulate your parents.
Yes.
So the best thing is to say, I'm happy for you. I don't want you to be alone. They're not going to be there every night with you when you're sitting there watching Jeopardy by yourself.
Yeah, I know.
Twiddling your thumbs.
Whoa.
So you deserve to be happy. God wants you, does not want you to be alone. It is not meant for you to be alone. And so.
No, your kids weren't around the first time you got married, so there was no opinions given. The second time, though, they're all here, and they all have an opinion. And so.
And if the roles were reversed, oh, my goodness.
I told my kids, I didn't ask your permission the first time I got married. I'm not going to ask your permission the second time. This is not a democracy. This is a theocracy. I choose who I'm going to marry because I think I hear from God. If I'm not heard from God, everybody's going to know it. If I'm stupid, everybody's going to know how stupid I was when I got remarried, but I'm not. I'm the same guy I got married the first time. I'm the same guy that got married the second time. I'm the same person.
And I bet your husband, who passed away, loved you very much and would want you to be happy.
Yes, thank you.
He would not want you to be alone.
Thank you.
So keep living, Mama.
Yes,
and,
go for it.
You go for it. Guys, thank you so much for listening to us today. We love our time with you every week. Thank you for taking the time. Hey, do us a favor. Share Mailbag Monday with your friends.
Ooh, that would be good.
Yeah. And send in your questions. We will see you next week.
God bless, guys. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.